Gaza port. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas-led Gaza has allowed Palestinian fishermen to return to the sea for the first time in more than a week. The catch is small. Israel limits how far Gaza's fishermen can travel from the shore. It is part of the blockade imposed after Hamas took control of Gaza from the Palestinian Authority 5 years ago. Since the ceasefire, Israel has extended the distance to 10 kilometers, double the previous limit. Mifle Abu Riala says the blockade destroyed Gaza's fishing industry. Two-thirds of the fishermen have quit.
Our hope is to lift the siege and live in security, and that they will open the sea for us completely.
The recent bombardments destroyed the fishermen's cooperative and port authority building, along with many other government structures in Gaza. Since the ceasefire, Israel has allowed Palestinian farmers to visit land near the border fence in what had been a shoot-to-kill zone, 2 kilometers wide, containing one-fourth of Gaza's farmland. Vegetable vendor Mahmoud Al-Komi says fresh produce is expensive because of the blockade, and farmers cannot export their goods.
Before the conflict, it was sometimes good, sometimes bad. The border was open and closed, open and closed. Now we hope it will be open for good.
Gaza's largest supermarket has reopened. Owner-manager Hazem Ashi says the blockade destroyed jobs and made goods unaffordable for many.
We hope the ceasefire will lead to a peace agreement, but the situation on the ground doesn't make me optimistic. First, you have to improve the political situation, then the economic situation will improve.
Analyst Khaimer Abu Sada says Hamas maintains that lifting the blockade is vital for the ceasefire to succeed.
Now, this is one of Hamas' conditions for the ceasefire, and at the long term, that would mean Hamas will not be subjected to isolation, will not be subjected to siege or blockade.
Israel says it will end the blockade if Hamas stops smuggling in weapons. Many Israelis doubt this will happen given past experience, but that does not prevent people on both sides from hoping, at least for now. Scott Bob, VOA News, Gaza City.